a remembrance now of someone whose face you'd probably recognize, but whose name you might not know. It was Geraldine Doyle. For more than 40 years, she had no idea that she was an inspiration. Doyle was just 17 when she was working at a Michigan metal factory during World War II.
A Newswire photographer took a picture of her leaning over some machinery. She was wearing a red and white polka dot bandana on her head. The Westinghouse Company had hired artist J. Howard Miller to produce morale-boosting posters for the war effort. Miller saw Doyle's photo, and he came up with one of the most enduring images of the home front.
He painted Doyle flexing a bicep and rolling up her sleeve. Above her is the slogan, "We can do it." It became a symbol for women in the workplace during the war and beyond.
All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie, the Riveter.
Many have mistakenly called the woman in the poster Rosie the Riveter, after the popular song from the era. Rosie and the poster became synonymous.
As for Doyle, she only worked at the factory for 2 weeks. She was a cellist, and she was afraid working the machines might damage her hands.
Doyle's daughter, Stephanie Gregg, says it was decades before Doyle came across a magazine article about the poster.
She said, "That's me," you know, as soon as she saw it. She was pretty excited about that.
In the decades after the war, the "We Can Do It" poster took on a new life as a feminist icon, something Gregg says her mother identified with.
You know, she had four daughters and two sons, and she tried to do it all. She took my youngest sister, Loretta, to the office with Mom and Dad because she worked at my dad's dental office. She was really the full-time office manager for my dad. You know, she lived that "We Can Do It."
Geraldine Doyle died on Sunday. She was 86.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Transcripts for the stories you hear today are available for free tomorrow when you visit the story page on NPR.org. Listeners like you make this and other programs possible. Thanks for supporting public radio. This is NPR.